All right, Cameron McAdoo, look, all the things you've been through, we heard about it. Yep. To get on the box, if someone had asked you this 2 weeks ago, you would have took it all day.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. And if someone would have told me that I would have done this after I like went to the track and you know, 48 or 72 hours after the injury, I would have believed you. Like I believed that I could do this still, or else I wouldn't have showed up. I wouldn't have come here. Like, I had meetings with my team, Mitch, everyone at Cali. Like, it was, did I expect to be third? Maybe not, but I knew I still could, or else the team deserves for me to show up at a raceable pace, you know?
Sure.
I knew I was going to be able to race, or I was pretty sure I was going to be able to race flying here, or else I wouldn't have come.
Yeah. So you tear the knee ligament, thing swells up. And you just ice it, wrap it, basically?
Yeah, it was honestly a crazy 2 days. Like, I went straight from the test track to Dr. G's, and then he got me an MRI. He has, like, a really good hookup at an imaging place there. And they called me while I was at G, and they were like, hey, we can get you in at 12:45. So, like, I drove straight there. And then I wasn't even home from Orange County, and then we had the MRI reports back, which I knew what it was. I felt it go.
Right.
Or I knew. I've had a torn ACL before. Got the report back. G was like, man, it's like done. It's you fully tore your ACL. That's what it is. And then talked with Mitch, talked to everyone, and I was like, I'm not out yet. I'm not done with this. I'm walking, guys, right now at the moment. Drove straight back to G the next morning. Spent hours there because it was ice compression, every machine that you can do, you know, all the things that we do. And then like the third day, we got a lot of swelling out of it. And then I was like, man, it's feeling pretty good. I went to the gym and did some like quad engagement stuff because G was like, hey man, and between G and Nick has a lot of experience with these things too. And Nick's like, bro, if you want to race, the only chance we have is you got to start working that thing. I'm like, holy crap. Like, I was just literally
around it.
The second day, I'm like at the gym doing like a lot of gym work. And I'm like, dang, this is gnarly. And it was a lot at once. And then by the time we went and rode Wednesday, I was very encouraged after riding. I'm like, man, with a lot of tape and a lot of, you know, different assistants, like, I think we can do this. And we all made the decision to come here.
Yeah, it's one of those things, I think. I mean, lots of guys ride without them, and they go for a long time. Other guys try it, and they hit it wrong, and that's it. So, like, it's not an automatic, like, hey, I can't do this, right? It has been done before, but it's tricky.
Yeah, it is. It's not – I'm not – it doesn't feel like something that I can do for a long time, right, or what feels sustainable, like, for my career, you know. I'm not my goal, I want to get through Supercross, you know. My goal tonight was to get through tonight. My goal in Detroit is to get through Detroit, and we're going to keep it one race at a time. But it's so clunky. It's crazy. And it's still so fresh. So I hope it strengthens up and tightens up a little bit in there and does its thing. But this is what we got, so we're running it.
As far as the race tonight, you and Seth going at it for a little bit. You got to be a little careful also. You got your knee, but you also got to be careful. Like, hey, it's my teammate. He dove bomb you a couple times. Yeah. You dive bomb him. Like, it was, but you got to be careful.
We battled like pretty hard. Yeah. And the first pass that I made on him before the red flag was like, it was pretty aggressive.
Yep.
And he leaned into me from the outside talking about like, let's go.
Yep.
And it was fun. Like, Seth, I have a lot of respect for Seth. Always have since, honestly, his rookie year when I saw, like, just the way he carries himself, his determination, you know, he just crashed in the loops, get up, you know. And I've always liked him, and we've always got along really well. And so, like, we can race each other like that. And I know that he's not going to jump across the track on me. I'm not going to land on him. Like, we you know, it was fun racing, and we were stoked for each other afterwards. I do have to be careful though. I can't stick it in on someone in a left-hand turn and put my leg out and pivot because it's not available.
Yeah,
so
I was thinking about that out there for you. I was like, he's got to balance a lot of things right here. Teammate / knee / you know, but you made it work.
There's a lot going on. But.
And then I was thinking like with Mitch's luck lately, he's going to fall on top of you in that left-hander or something. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God.
We had a good night.
Yeah, it was good. Track was tricky, man. I don't know about so much your main event, but in the 450s, it looked like it really fell apart. And guys that were going fast in the beginning, like Chase and Barsha, and a few guys I noticed were like struggling later on. I don't know if it was the dirt or what was going on, but it really fell apart.
It wasn't like crazy rutted and fall apart around the most of the track for ours so much. I mean, it was getting tricky, but wow, those whoops, they went straight back to, which we knew because in practice they were hard as a rock and walls. Yeah. So the only thing, if they wanted to really fix those, was almost tear them down because they'd break apart or put the fluff back on it and hope it stays as long as it could. And I was heat one. They were sweet for like a while. I was really crushing them. And then I was like, but by the end of my heat race, I was like, oh my goodness, these are going to be aggressive. Yeah. And sure enough, they were back to how they were in practice. They were nasty. Yeah. Like they were walls. They were very hard. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, look at Mookie in them tonight. Yeah. Wow, that was unbelievable. Yeah. And watching him, I was like, dang, that's so gnarly how he's going through them. Because I just went through them like 30 minutes ago and they're nasty. So. Yeah. The track was really tricky. Yeah.
Well, hey, man, good job. Yeah, I don't think a lot of us thought you could be on the box, you know, with everything that's been going on lately. So, awesome job, man. Keep it up.
Thank you.